Thank you for downloading the Flixsters podcast. On this week's episode, you know, every season you see the trailer and you think, okay, next time it can't get any worse. I don't even want to tell you what I saw. I don't even want to tell you what I saw, because if I tell you, it's gonna lessen the impact. What I saw on screen, these people are mad. These people are.
When they made John Wick Part 1, did they know even back then that it was gonna expand into, it's gonna go in that direction? No, right?
They got this ceremony where they have to cull people. They have to just go out to the public, and it's always done in public, so everyone can see, but they sort of kill people.
And we finally hit record on this, because we've been chatting shit for the last hour. So listen, folks.
I reckon one day we should ever just release the shit
that we talk about before,
and not actually release the show, just to see what happens. Maybe that will make us, you know, that.
Maybe that will just boost up the numbers. So listen, listener. So you've got in your ears, you've got what episode, Deval? This is episode
284, right in your door.
284 right on your door. So listen, look, folks, we've got a great show for you, as we always do on the Flixsters. Keep it locked with us. Remember, like, subscribe, do all that stuff. Get in touch with us on Instagram. We were just on Instagram, actually, just a few moments ago, and we were just kind of checking out a feed and looking at all the different people, you know, interact with us, and, you know, that's all great. And so hit us up on Instagram. Also, if you want to watch this episode on YouTube. Watch this episode on YouTube, Deval, right?
Yes, on YouTube. So we actually premiere our show on the 5F's Telegram channel.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, 8 o'clock UK time. So you can catch it there. 5F's, you get fun, you get faith, you get family, you get finance, and you get, I always forget the 5th F. It's the other F that we all need in our life. So you know what that is. So yeah, you go and check that out.
Go check it out. All right. Okay, listen, look, let's get into the show. But before we get into the show, we like to do a bit of shout out, you know, to someone out there in the world. So, Deval?
Yep. Our first and only shout out for this week goes to Danny Satsias.
Mm.
Now, she is a cool, cool person. Loves her movies. And also, do you know what she likes to do? She loves keeping fit.
Yeah.
She has her own company, own business, Awesome Bodies PT.
Wow.
So she's based in London. If you're in London and you want to keep fit with someone who is mad fit, mad positive, always got a smile on her face, go check out Awesome Bodies PT on Instagram and go and check her out, you know? So definitely go and check her out. Good person.
Yeah, you could be a shout out on the show as well. Just get in touch with us. Let us know what you're watching, what you're not watching. We'll be more than happy to kind of speak to you and talk about you as well. All right, let's get into the show, Deval. So let's do movie news. And listen, man, this actor that we're going to speak about right now, he's been around, you know, the industry for a while.
Yeah.
He's been, you know, he's got a face which, like, you know, you see him, you'll know exactly who we're talking about. But the name, Deval, if I say the name, some people are like, hang on, who's this name again? Giancarlo Esposito. So you're thinking, oh my God, who is this? But if I said to you Breaking Bad, and if I said to you Gus Fring, people are going to be like, oh man. So Gus, Giancarlo, I saw him recently in this heist, a really good Netflix heist show, actually. I can't remember. I think it was called Kaleidoscope, Deval.
Oh, yes, I've not seen it. Yeah. He's meant to be in that. Yeah.
So in that show, you can watch it in, you can watch different episodes. Like, you don't have to watch it linearly. So episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you watch it in different versions, and it's really good, man.
Oh.
It is really, really good. So he's a great actor, but why is he on our movie news?
Yeah. So, he's gangster, you know, I first saw him in Breaking Bad, and I mean, I know, like you said, he's been out for a long time. He's done it. He's one of those people that does a lot.
Yeah.
He does a lot. This guy works. He really does work. But the reason why he's in the news today is because he has been confirmed to now be joining the MCU.
Wow. This is big casting.
Big casting. For a while now, people have said, oh, yeah, he should be in the MCU. He should play like a version of Professor X, perhaps. He should maybe, because really, the way he talks, he's I'm not sure he's like heritage. I think he's he has Latin heritage and, yeah. and somewhere along the line and so on, African-American and stuff like that. But he's got a bit of a, like, I don't know, when I first heard him speak, it does sound American, but I thought, oh, is he English? Because he's got like a bit of a posh...
aristocratic a bit. Yeah, sometimes exactly. where he just like, kind of speaks. Where's this guy from?
Exactly.
Really kind of deep baritone, bit of baritone voice
very
as well.
Posh,
yeah.
Very like well-spoken, almost as if like he is English sort of thing, but he's, I don't know, whatever. But either way, yeah, so that's why some people were saying he can be like a Charles Xavier,
right.
you know, a different version. But yeah, so people are saying he's going to be that. I think he's confirmed to say he's not going to be that in the MCU. Some people are saying, could he be Mr. Sinister in the MCU? Not sure if that's the case. Either way, he's confirmed he's going to be in the MCU. We're going to have to find out at some stage who he's going to be. Who do you reckon he could be? It's a big question.
I like the idea of Mr. Sinister, actually. I do like that. I mean, and I like this. I think we're going to start to get, don't you reckon though, Deval, we've got Wolverine coming up, right? We're going to start to see more of the mutant storylines and the X-Men and all that sort of stuff. So imagine we've still got all of the villains from the X-Men universe. Like, you know, we have to kind of figure out all that sort of stuff. So he could...
Yeah.
I'm not too sure I'd like him as Professor X, really. I'd probably want to see him as some sort of, villain, maybe. Like a really good,
intellectual, intelligent villain. I think Mr. Sinister would be a good one. And Mr. Sinister also has got that kind of posh voice as well. So I can see him doing that.
You and I, we've spoken about this before on the show, right? And, you know, we've spoken, Emmanuel's spoken about it as well. We've always been like, give us a good villain. You know, we have great heroes.
Yeah.
We've got great heroes. Like, you know, Killmonger, great. Thanos, great. Like, give us a villain that we will also think, now that is a Stone Cold villain, and, you know, we can get behind it and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, MCU, if you're listening, give us a decent villain and we'll be behind that. Let's move on. So, we've also got some other news that we want to speak about. Obviously, we mentioned kind of like, you know, Wolverine, Hugh Jackman. Now, tell us about who these guys are. So we've got Hugh Jackman on one side and we've got Jodie Comer on another side. Just remind us again, who is she?
Jodie Comer is a gangstress of an actress. She was in Killing Eve. We've seen her in other films as well. She was in...
The Free Guy.
She's been in, is it Duel?
Yes.
Duel with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's been in a bunch of stuff, but if you see the way, how diverse this, you know, how diverse Jodie Comer can be with her accents and all kinds of stuff, really well, like stage experience and all that kind of stuff. Herself and Hugh Jackman, who also has a massive history in stage.
Yes.
Before he was chosen as Wolverine, he was actually on stage.
A theater actor.
Singing voice, exactly. Great singing voice as well. So they're both set to star in a Robin Hood movie, which is, from what I've heard, it's going to be a very, very, very much darker version of Robin Hood. So don't expect the sort of, you know, PG-12 or whatever it is, and no one bleeding. This is meant to be darker, so this could be an interesting one, I reckon.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because look, they had Russell Crowe. He played. Robin Hood. Australian, or is he a Kiwi? I can't remember. New Zealand. And now Hugh Jackman, Australian. So, you know, there's something about that role. But Deval, and then there was a reboot, wasn't there, about, what's his name? I can't remember the guy who
Jamie Foxx and Joel Edgerton.
That's it. That one, I can't remember if it landed well or not. I can't remember.
It didn't.
Did it do? It didn't, right? I remember, it just didn't land well, like with audiences and the box office and whatnot.
something Edgerton. Is his name Taron, Joel Edgerton? Taron Edgerton, that's the one. Taron, yeah.
The guy from
Kingsman. Yeah, that's it.
So we'll see what happens with that one. I mean, it's an interesting story. If you don't know, Robin of the Hood, you know, stealing from the rich, giving to the poor. And like, you know, so we'll see what happens with that one. Now, listen, how could we not do it on this day? We're recording this on the 4th of May. And for all sci-fi fans, Star Wars fans, you know, may the 4th be with you. So this is an annual thing, things that go on around the world. I know that there's stuff happening here in Australia, you know, Star Wars Day and everything. They're releasing the old movies in cinema. We spoke about, just before we went on air, we were speaking about The Phantom Menace. Last week we spoke about The Phantom Menace, but Deval, Star Wars Day, I mean, what is it? Why is it? And how come it's such a big thing?
You cannot mess with Star Wars.
Nope.
You cannot mess with Trekkies. You cannot mess with these.
Trekkie.
It's true. Can't mess with these massive, massive, you know, I don't just want to call them IPs because they're more than that, but they're communities and they are people that believe in these worlds, you know. I remember working in a while ago, I worked in a company and we used to register people on our system. We used to help them look for work. And as part of the registration process, you ask about people's age, gender, that kind of stuff. And also religion was on there.
Yep.
And on the religion list, Jedi was among all the other religions, Christianity, Islam.
It's Jedi mad. Was there.
You cannot mess with these people. So I think they do need a day every year. May the 4th be with you.
Yep.
Where Star Wars can be celebrated. And today, like you mentioned, you know, 25 years, Phantom Menace.
Yep.
And it's other Star Wars. If you go to Disney Plus right now, Star Wars is all over it. So it's a good, you know, I like Star Wars. It hasn't been the best of recent years.
I was just going to say,
With the movies anyway, animation is still top level.
Yeah.
Top level.
But, and we've we've had some decent shows. Like we really like Andor. That was like, you know, really kind of like, you know, a decent sci-fi drama, thriller, spy thing going on. So if you haven't seen that, go check it out. And look, man, we're going to, Deval, you mentioned this, I think, with Emmanuel. We've got movies coming out. Like Star Wars, Wars movies, lots of stuff coming out. The Acolyte's going to be coming out in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
We know that Daisy Ridley's going to be back as Rey, you know, a new Skywalker type of a thing. And so, you know, Jar Jar Binks is he out there? Jar Jar Binks? I can't even remember.
Is he coming out with something? No way.
No, I'm pretty sure. But that character will be out there, right? Who knows,
He didn't die. So yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to get an older version of him, maybe.
An older version of Jar Jar Binks, maybe. So that is Star Wars May the 4th Be With You. All right, let's move on. Let's do streaming. And listen, talking about The Empire, talking about Star Wars, this is new, fresh on Disney Plus. This is Tales of the Empire. So this is animation.
Yeah.
And Deval, let us know about this.
This is, I'm going to watch this today, literally. May the 4th,
of be course. With you.
I need to watch this today. I think there's 6 episodes and they're quite short. So this is similar to Tales of the Jedi.
Of the Jedi, which I liked.
Yeah, that one's told tales of the Jedi characters that we know and love and their sort of backstories and so on. This one, it does the same thing of people from the Empire side. So I saw episode one, I think it might have a bit of a backstory to General Grievous, who's one of them. Do you know what? General Grievous is one of my favorite baddies because I don't know much about him. Why is this robot coughing? Why has he got all these lightsabers? I think we saw a bit about him in the Clone Wars or Rebels. Yeah, so this is going to give us a bit more, you know, backstory as to who these villains are, what made them villains.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So this will focus on the kind of the villains, right? The darker side.
So I think Ventress is on there. Who else is on there? I don't know if Darth Maul is on there. I don't believe so.
That would be a really good one.
That would be interesting. I don't think he's on there, but this I'm watching this today, man. This is going to be really good.
Yeah,
and the way the animation is with Star Wars, oh man,
top-notch.
It's really good. Six episodes isn't too much.
Who's that guy? I think his name is it Dave Filoni?
Yeah.
So he's behind that, and obviously John Favreau's behind it as well. But I know Dave Filoni has had his hand on the animation stuff, and then he's been bumped up to kind of work on the live action stuff. So yeah, great stuff.
In it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Some of the people that are going to be in it as well. So we've got Lars Mikkelsen, we've got Jason Isaacs, Matthew Wood. You've got quite a few people that you would probably recognize once you hear their voices as well. Because anytime Star Wars does an animation, they've got some really good voice actors as well.
They do. So, definitely they do. All right, let's move on. I want to speak about this one. I want to just kind of get your thoughts on this. This is called Them, The Scare, and this is on Amazon. Now, is this season two?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Right. So this is season two. I haven't seen season one, but this one I just noticed. So this is stars someone called Deborah. I don't want to butcher this. Deborah Ayorinde, and she's British Nigerian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So this one. Ooh. Okay. So where do I start with this one? This one is on Amazon. It's the creator is Little Marvin. And like you said, stars Deborah Ayorinde. She was also in season one.
Okay.
Season two, so Them the Scare is season two. And this one basically follows her as she's a LA cop in the 90s. I believe it's the early 90s, because at the time, Rodney King has just been
so
beaten.
92.
And like that's happened, and there's tensions and stuff like that. And she's basically following a serial killer who is killing their victims in grotesque ways, ways that even the person that does the autopsy can't understand.
Mm.
Yeah, there's one scene where he says, this person's injuries are likened to someone who's been in a car accident, a really bad car crash, and they weren't. So
right, gotcha.
It's mad. But yeah, so this follows her, some of the challenges that she has socially. She's got a family, she's got a son, also sort of socially in the areas, the racial tensions, trying to catch this killer. It's not just normal killing, so there's a bit of a supernatural element to this show.
I like it. Okay, good.
And
yeah,
they also link it loosely to season one. I'm not going to spoil it and say how it's linked to season one,
right?
But
okay,
it is a link to season one. That's all I'm going to say, but it's worth watching. I watched the whole season in 1 week, eight episodes.
So what season? So is season one set? What decade is season one then?
Season one is from the, I want to say 50s or 60s. One of them.
Gotcha. All right. Gotcha.
50s or I think it's the 60s. I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they're kind of playing around with that whole thing where, the same kind of actor, but different timeline and which we've seen before as well in a lot of movies and TV shows and stuff. So that's called Them the Scare. That's on Amazon Prime. Now this one, Deval, this one is getting a lot of kind of buzz around this here in Down Under. And I'm assuming in England as well, because this is based on a true story. Actually, this is a Netflix show called Baby Reindeer, and it's based upon a person's real life experience of a stalker. And I've seen the trailer for it, and I was like, I definitely want to watch this. But you've seen it, right? So tell us about this.
Yeah, this is on Netflix. I didn't see the trailer. I saw the thumbnail and I thought, what's this stupidness? It's got a lady like this, and there's a man in a pint glass. Like, he's trapped in a pint glass. And I thought, what's this nonsense?
Mm.
And then I saw people online saying how good it was. And I thought, is it good? So I watched it. I think it's about eight episodes or something like that. But they're not all too long. I think they're like 40 minutes, sometimes half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not massive episodes, but it's good. Like you mentioned, it's based on a true story of a woman stalking a man, and she has issues. She's got some major issues. He's got issues too. We've all got issues.
Okay,
but
I gotcha. Yeah.
It's like the way she's got a history of stalking people, and the way she does it, people feel sorry for her, and then she uses that to get into their lives, and it just spirals out of control.
Honestly,
and he does things that don't help, and he's like, "Oh man, It is a good show. I watched it all in one day.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's definitely that's
I
the,
watched
that's
it
the,
all in one day.
That's the endorsement that I need.
Yeah, and you the know, man. I was going to say the main actor in this. So he's called Richard Gadd. He's the creator. So he's almost doing like a Easter egg almost, where he's creating it.
Oh.
He's also part of writing it, and he stars in it as well. So yeah, he's in this.
Oh, so he's the guy who he's the guy who was stalked.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go then.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
The cast itself isn't, I'm not saying they're not good. Don't get me wrong. They're not like household names, which I think it doesn't need to be. But soon enough, they will be because they're all really good in this. Yeah,
the storyline really is kind of like one of the things. This is a random question, but have you ever been stalked?
Not massively, just a couple of incidences.
Wait. Not massively. What? Yeah. So you have been stalked then? Oh my gosh.
No, I wouldn't say wasn't for a consistent
period.
Just like a couple of instances where you know someone's like shown up or just continue to like, you know, try and contact, but it wasn't anything where I felt really threatened or anything like that.
Because not that level. To be honest with you, it's like now. Listen, this is might sound wrong, but it's weird when you think about a guy being stalked. Do women actually stalk guys? And I'm pretty sure they like women stalk like famous people. Mm. But like, I've never met anyone who's
It can happen.
Yeah,
it's the sort of preconception that no harm can come to the guy because not no harm, but less harm. I guess the violence, if violence was to occur, you'll think the man can take care of himself against a woman, which in most cases is true.
Yeah.
But still
some people
where the other way around, obviously men are, you know, more violent by nature and more stronger. So there's more kind of, you know, there's more risk there, I should say. But still, either way, it's not right. You know
exactly. Yeah, yeah. It'll be a nightmare. So go check that one out. That's called Baby Reindeer. That's on Netflix. Now let's speak about this one. I've been waiting. I haven't seen the trailer for this, and I'll hold off on watching it. But this is The Boys season 4. So we had Gen V just to kind of give us a bit of a, you know, you know, that Boys universe kind of a thing. And now we've got the full main show coming back. So Duval, explain this, man. What's it like? Is it mad? Is it crazy? There you go. Just for the people listening, Duval's just shaking his head.
Man, this looks... You know, every season you see the trailer and you think... Okay, next time it can't get any worse.
Than this. Yeah,
I don't even want to tell you what I saw because you ain't seen it, have you?
No,
I don't even want to tell you what I saw because if I tell you, it's gonna lessen the impact. What I saw on screen, these people are mad. These people are mad. These people are mad. It's simple as that.
And this is why we love it. This is why we love this. So, but the question then is: Do you get to see Butcher? Do you get to see Huey?
Yes.
Is Homelander in it?
Yes.
Is Soldier Boy in it?
Oh, did I see him? I can't remember.
Because remember, they dealt with Soldier Boy, but he's not dead though.
I can't remember what they did to him now. You know, I've probably got to watch.
Remember, they locked him up and they put him in some sort of. Little kind of cave thing or iron thing, containment thing.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan's in there, so Negan's in it.
Gosh,
they got some other lady who's in it. I don't know who she is.
The politician, she's nasty. She's
is
gonna
her?
Be.
Is she the one I saw? This person was in costumes. I don't know if it was her, but either way, that's not even the main thing. Man,
mate, explain it away.
I don't want to say it.
Exploding vagina?
If he's, that's season 5. I don't know what. We're laughing, but when it happens, you lot who are out there say, look at them, nasty. Watch when it happens and you think, oh, how do they know?
We knew. Because we know
mad
what these guys are like.
Honestly, you just got to watch it. I don't want to give it away. It's just
all right, wicked. No, mad. I mean, it's going to be mad. I ask is, when is it coming out?
June. I think it's June the 14th.
Next month.
Is it? When is it? June the 13th. Yeah, June the 13th.
June 13th. And they might hold off on doing another Gen V, right? Because they remember the one of the lead actors, he passed away.
Yeah.
I wonder if they filmed anything with him.
I don't know. From what I heard, it happened while they were making the show. I'm not sure at what stage they were making the show. So I really don't know what's going to happen, but
yeah. And do you reckon there'll be this kind of this convergence of Gen V and the Boys at some point, like season six or?
Because it happened a little bit where I think Homelander showed up for Gen Z, didn't he?
But that was it.
Yeah. So I think there should be. I think it will sort of filter across,
overlap a little bit as well. So, folks, if you haven't seen The Boys, you don't know what you're missing. Just like that, and
think of Marvel, but a really X-rated version of. When I say X, I don't just mean sex. I mean
swearing.
Just a really bloody version. Swearing of Marvel. Just think of that. That's what it is.
Yeah. So go check that out. One. All right. Okay. Let's move on to Anniversary Corner now. Deval, he's working overtime over here. We've got actually two movies. Which movies are we going for?
We're gonna go with the first one.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because this was on TV not too long ago, maybe about a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, you know what? It's been a while since I've seen John Wick. When I say been a while, it's been 2014, so it's been like 10 years. So it was on, and I was like, yeah, let me get into this, and I just wanted to kind of just remember what, you know, the whole movie was like, and the setup, man, you can't get simpler. It is A to Z, revenge story, a guy who's been wronged and he's out to get revenge.
Yeah.
And here's the question. Whilst I was watching the movie, Deval, I was thinking to myself, and I'll ask you about this. When they made John Wick Part 1, did they know even back then that it was going to expand into...
It's
going to go in that direction, this direction.
I think I heard an interview where they said they didn't realize obviously how good it was, how big it was going to be. And then obviously when it was really well received, they expanded it. But no, they didn't know. It could have gone the other way. Who knows?
Just a low budget, like B movie, action flick, but B movie in a great way. Guy is just seamlessly just is able just to take on people and just keep going and going and going and going. But yeah, man, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, it was just simple. Some of the best films have the most simple premise. Yeah. And it's not just like even a guy that was, robbed or mistreated and he's getting revenge. They chose the wrong guy. Don't cheat. Because once people find out, because I think the mob boss, his son, who's played by Alfie Allen.
Yeah. He doesn't know, does he?
He doesn't know. The person he's dealing with. So when his dad finds that, he's like,
"You Baba Yaga,
you messed with," and they're like, "Oh shit!" They're like, "Oh my gosh," because he retired, isn't it? He's meant to have retired, and they brought him out of retirement. They messed with his dog. He just lost his wife. So you know what I mean. So yeah, they messed with the wrong guy. So and then the whole universe opened up. You got the Continental. You got this person, that person. So yeah, they've done really well.
They did really well. For something so small and so simple. Mm. And the people behind that are the guys behind like Deadpool, I think.
Yeah.
Chad
Stahelski. Top stunt people.
Extraction.
Stunt people, they don't, like you saw Fall Guy last week. Stunt people don't get the dues they deserve.
They don't
They only get the credit when they start, maybe going into acting, or they start directing and stuff. But really and truly, all the hard work not to say the rest isn't hard work, but all the graft happened when they were stunt people,
Man, there's so many great action set pieces. And if you haven't seen it, it's like, I remember a lot of comments were like, "Oh, it's a real guys movie." And you know what? I mean, I think there's things in it that even females will like as well. This romantic notion of this guy who was kind of like, an assassin who then kind of leaves that world behind and then he just wants to settle down but then he gets pulled back into it.
Remember, he looks good doing it. He's in a suit. Usually these sorts of films,
slick.
They're not always slick in a suit. My man's in a proper suit. Suit's bulletproof. He's always
wearing a suit, man. Like this guy is honestly. And then obviously, from that, then you can go watch the other joint movies. But listen, Deval put this one on there because it leads nicely into the movie that we're going to be speaking about. And this kind of genre of movies within the action, realm, the revenge drama, it's just kind of like a world of itself. Like, you know, you've got action flicks, and then you, within the action flicks, you got revenge movies, and then you've got, for, it can branch out to kind of like female revenge movies. And then we've got like kind of this, you know, this sort of stuff. So this boy meets a boy kills world. We've spoke, Deval, when did we speak about this movie?
We saw the trailer a while ago. Yeah, it was a few months ago. Yeah, I can't remember when it was, but it was a few months ago.
It was a few months ago, right? And then it, and so just go on, you set it up, you let us know what's what, and, you know, give us your take on it.
Yeah, so like you said, I saw the trailer a few months ago, and it just looked like a crazy, crazy film. So this is it stars Bill Skarsgård, who's part of the Skarsgård family. Also, there's an X-Men link there, and it also stars Famke Janssen, who played the original Jean Grey.
Wow, okay, you haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, she's there. And also we have the South African guy. What's his name? District 9 guy.
Charlton Copley.
He's in it. So these are the main faces that we recognize. We've got some other good stars as well. Andrew Koji, he's there as well. But yeah, so this film basically is about Bill Skarsgård, who he's a young boy. He starts off being a young boy. He's got a family. He's got a mum, sister. And they kill his family. So when I say they, this is a, can I say dystopian? It's okay. A different world. It's not, I don't know if it's in the future, is it in the future? I don't know what the time frame is, but it's in the world where there's a dictator. Famke Janssen and her family are a dictatorship.
Right.
In the world, in this country, and what they say goes. You cannot question them at all. Yeah. And every now and then they have something, what do they call it? Is it a cleansing?
They like have the purge.
They got this ceremony where they have to cull people.
Oh, geez.
They have to just go out to the public, and it's always done in public, so everyone can see.
Yeah.
But they sort of kill people just to cull their flock almost.
Yeah.
So this is what happened. So this time they killed his family in front of everyone, and he survived, and then he basically he somehow runs off to the jungle, and there he meets you know, from the raid.
Yeah.
This character is called the Shaman, but his real name in real life is Yayon Rahion.
Okay. Yeah, Yayon
Rahion. He's the guy from the raid. No, Mad Dog.
Yes. Oh, that Mad guy's Dog, good.
Short guy with long hair.
Long hair.
Can and he's fight just like crazy. Yeah. So he is the Shaman. And Bill Skarsgård, as a young boy, goes to the jungle, meets a Shaman, and the Shaman basically trains him similarly to how Uma Thurman was trained in Kill Bill.
I gotcha.
So, yeah, so he's buried. He has to come out of the ground. He has to like hold the water.
The trials. And the thing.
Yeah. He has to hold the water. He has to like do kinds of like punch the, see the Bruce Lee thing?
Punch
the tree. His hands are all bleeding. He's got to fight the Shaman. He's got the training he goes through is next level.
Brutal.
Like in the woods. Like,
oh my gosh.
Training. So he goes from a boy into the Bill Skarsgård that we recognize.
Yeah.
And Bill Skarsgård, whoo, that man's in shape.
Is he?
You know, he's a tall guy.
He's tall. He's big, right? He's a big guy.
He's not bulky, but he's very lean, but very strong.
Oh,
very, very strong.
Okay, this is good. Yeah.
So he trains him up. So when he's ready, then he wants to get his revenge on Famke Janssen's regime.
So he gets unleashed onto the world, basically.
Yeah. So he basically forms a crew of these raggedy people that also want to fight back, because many people don't want to fight back. You know, but then there's also one thing I've missed out. So in amongst all that, while his family were killed, I can't remember how it happened, but somehow Bill Skarsgård, as a boy, he lost his hearing, and he also can't speak. He's mute. So the whole film, we don't hear him speak. We hear his voice. His voice is portrayed through a really funny voice. Like, you know, Street Fighter, round one, you win. So the voice that he took on was an early sort of memory from his young days when he used to play arcade games.
Yeah.
So in his head, his voice is from the arcade, and that's the voice we hear. So when he's interacting with people, people talk to him, he doesn't speak back, but to the audience, he's speaking to us.
He's gotcha. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
So it's a bit of a comedy in that way. So the whole tone of the film is action, a bit of comedy, and it's very, the violence is over the top.
Is
so
it?
Think of, you got your John Wicks, think of Kill Bill.
Yeah.
So certain people, like when they get chopped up and it goes, like the blood is crazy. Blood,
okay, cool.
And the fighting style, I guess it's a mixture of John Wick, Kill Bill, and a little bit of The Raid with some of the karate and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's very, very crazy. Very crazy.
That is very mad. Crazy.
Yeah.
And then, so listen, it also says that it stars Samara Weaving. Remember that actress? She's Australian, I think she is, and we've seen her before as well.
Was she in this? Why didn't I notice that? I don't think I noticed her in it, you know?
So maybe she was like a villain or part of the family thing, the crazy...
Yeah, okay. Oh.
Yeah, but what... okay, so in terms of kind of like, you know, your action flicks, you know, is it... You know, is it like up there with the greats, or is it kind of like your second tier action movie, or, you know, it's kind of category of its own?
I think it wants to be almost like Kill Bill.
Right.
Because the same premise, revenge, someone done something to me and I'm taking on the world. Because you know how Uma Thurman takes on the world in that film? That's what Bill Skarsgård does, but he's got a bit more help.
Yeah.
But it tries to be like that. I think the soundtrack could have been, if Tarantino took hold of this film, it would have been Kill Bill's Second Coming.
Yeah.
I still think it's a good film. It's very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go in there thinking you're going to get too much realistic-ness, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Some of the action scenes, the it's over the top. Let's put it that way.
Right, over the top.
Very entertaining. Very entertaining. Yeah. The stunt people have done a great job. I'm not sure. I think Bill Skarsgård does quite a lot of his own fights, I think.
Okay.
It looks like it. And definitely Mad Dog. Oh my gosh, he's mad.
He's mad.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, because The Raid was 2011. That's 13 years ago. My man looks like he hasn't aged. He looks like he's doing the same stuff.
He's a nutter.
He's crazy.
Didn't we see him in Star Wars as well or something? Didn't he pop up in Star Wars?
I think we did, yeah. We saw him and Uko Uwais.
Uko Uwais, they
show up in one of them with Harrison Ford on the ship. I think it was Force Awakens or something like that. Yeah,
something like that. So do you reckon we've got a new, like, bona fide action
franchise
in Bill Skarsgård?
I can see a sequel. No, I think he was anyway, you know. I think his best work for me was It. And that one, he covered his face. But It, for me...
yeah.
He was wicked in It, you know?
Yeah.
I think It.
And it's funny you should mention that, because I was just having a look. You know, Bill Skarsgård, obviously, comes from this acting family. There's, you know, his dad and brothers and whatnot. But he's coming in, his next big movie released about is The Crow, which is coming out in August this year.
There you go. So I reckon the same shape he's in for this is going to be for that.
It's going to be
vice versa, because he looks like he's ready. Yeah.
And that's going to be a kind of like action-y, like a thriller, you know, supernatural kind of thing as well. All right. So folks, there you have it. That is Boy Kills World. Go check it out at your local cinema. And if you do watch
it's worth watching in the cinema too, I must say. It is worth seeing in the cinema.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Go check it out and let us know what you think. Did you like it? You didn't like it? You know, is it like what Devel mentioned, you know, another kind of Kill Bill-esque type of a movie? So we'd be really interested to hear your thoughts. That is the end of this episode, but remember, keep it locked with us. We'll come back again next week and we'll be talking about something new for you. Devel, we've got what did we say was coming up?
We got Planet of the Apes. I think that's next week.
Yep.
I think there's a few other things coming out from that. Because I think the summer movies start to kick in.
Yeah.
You know, so like you mentioned, we've got The Acolyte on Disney Plus in June. So I think from sort of mid-May, June, we start to see a few more things kicking in now. So it should be a good-ish
summer. Leading up to a good summer, actually. Yeah. We'll see how that all pans out, and we'll let you know. All right, folks. Thank you for listening, and see you on the next one.
All right. Peace out. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Just pop in the Flicksters Podcast.